The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design by Jonathan Wells, Ph.D. Continued. Disc 6. Chapter 16. American Lysenkoism. Guess what? When the Soviet government supported one side in a scientific controversy 80 years ago, the result was Lysenkoism, which persecuted scientists and obstructed progress in biology. Lysenkoism is now rearing its ugly head in the U.S. as Darwinists use their government positions to destroy the careers of their critics. A federal judge has declared that requiring critical analysis of Darwinism in public schools is unconstitutional. In fall 2005, I visited a biology graduate student at a major American university. He had been helping behind the scenes to form an undergraduate club on his campus that would provide a forum for discussions about intelligent design. He feared that if his role became known, it would mean the end of his career, so he communicated with me using a pseudonym, an off-campus email account, and a cell phone. He could not risk even being seen with me. Driving a rental car, I picked him up at the appointed time on a street corner several blocks from campus, and we drove to lunch at an out-of-the-way restaurant in another town. Afterwards, I drove him back to another off-campus location. Were we just being paranoid? The year before, intelligent design theorist William Dembski had written, "Doubting Darwinian orthodoxy is comparable to opposing the party line of a Stalinist regime. What would you do if you were in Stalin's Russia and wanted to argue that Lysenko was wrong? That's the situation we're in." Trofim D. Lysenko, 1898-1976, was a Ukrainian agronomist who rose to a high position in the Soviet scientific establishment under the dictatorship of Joseph Stalin. In the 1930s and 1940s, he promoted various ill-founded ideas about heredity and used his political power ruthlessly to suppress his critics, many of whom lost their jobs and some of whom suffered imprisonment or even death. Was Dembski justified in comparing American critics of Darwinism to Soviet critics of Lysenkoism? According to some Darwinists, it's the other way around. The Darwinist's View. Retired physicist Mark Parakh, who grew up in the former Soviet Union, writes, "The anti-Lysenkoist stand of the ID advocates is ludicrous given the similarity of their denial of Darwinian biology to the denial of the neo-Darwinian synthesis by the Lysenkoists." Parakh continues, "From my experience both with Marxism and with the realities of the Soviet system, I can assert that it is ID advocates whose behavior is reminiscent of the oppressive Soviet regime, since they subject Darwinists to continuous denunciations, verbal assaults, derision, and ultimately to dismissal from their positions.